Maine's food industry is in the midst of a transition. The saga of slow decline for family farms has shifted to a story about the potential for new market opportunities, especially for those that are branded as high-quality products from Maine. This shift is good news for producers such as New Gloucester-based Pineland Farms, which is making a serious play for consumers nationwide. Jennifer Mitchell reports.
As of a few years ago, Maine ranked second in the nation for employment in its seafood product sector, but then dropped to the middle of the pack for food processing and agriculture. And it ranked 49th for livestock processing. But as Pineland Farm CEO Bill Haggett will tell you, Pineland is now the biggest producer of natural beef in New England.
One of the things that we offer in our beef and is the fact that our cattle have never eaten any antibiotics. They've never been fed any. They'd never been treated with antibiotics.
And how a food is produced, says Haggett, has become a prime factor in whether or not it winds up in a shopping cart. It's not just about lowest price anymore. That's, of course, good news for any number of micro-producers that supply a very localized market. But Haggett says it's clearly working for Pineland, too, which purchases 30,000 head of beef cattle from farmers around the New England region. And in addition to beef, Pineland now operates two other for-profit product lines, potatoes and cheese.
We'll generate sales this year in excess of $100 million. So, you know, there's substantial businesses by Maine standards.
That's about a 20% jump over the previous year's sales. And according to Pineland's marketing department, their customer list is growing by about 10 to 12% each year. As for potatoes, Pineland saw that northern Maine was already saturated with fry and chip producers, so decided to go with fresh mash, which turned out to be a good gamble. Its plant in Mars Hill will process about 70 million pounds of potatoes this year. And as of December, began shipping to 28 Sam's Club stores across New England.
Well, in the last fiscal year, we've doubled the capacity of our potato plant in Mars Hill, and we've just about doubled the employment roles up there. We are now at about 180 people.
Eric Hayward is a vice president of the Libra Foundation, the nonprofit philanthropic organization that took over stewardship of the New Gloucester complex 15 years ago with plans for a business park. The 16-acre property had long been home to the state's institution for developmentally disabled people. Libra also purchased two adjacent farms and decided to promote sustainable agriculture. Hayward says the goal for growing the market for Pineland Farms products has been to strike a balance between the real food aesthetic and modern convenience.
And that is a fresh, all-natural product with a limited ingredient list that people can prepare very easily at home.
Pineland has also become a major producer of cheese. Of the million pounds of cheese that's made in Maine each year, as much as three-quarters of that output, about 750,000 pounds, will bear a Pineland label. But not everyone is thrilled. Some smaller cheesemakers in the state have expressed concern over a model that allowed a well-moneyed nonprofit to establish the largest creamery in the state and then transition that venture to a competitive for-profit market. But Craig Denikis, president and CEO of Libra Foundation, says the mission of Pineland Farms is actually to support Maine's farming community, to help create a valuable farming brand, and to foster more ethical production.
So we're trying to address some of that and be progressive with what the modern consumer is asking for.
For NPBN News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.
For disclosure, Craig Denikis is the former chair of NPBN's Board of Trustees.